Chapter 20.
What is it, brother?
Phelan said to Finland. Finland stood inside her tent just inside the flap, hands clasped and one thumb rolling over another. They'd been marching hard for days and were finding things difficult to navigate from time to time. He cleared his throat.
And don't tell me more scouts have been lost.
He remained silent. She slung her plate of food into a tent wall.
What? How many this time?
Two.
He mumbled with his head down.
That makes for 7 of my soldiers in 3 days.
She grabbed a dagger out of her belt and jammed it in the table.
How did this happen?
Logs.
Logs?
Rocks.
Finland added.
Rocks, logs, and rocks?
He nodded. She made her way over to him and pinched his cheek with her fingers. His eyes started to water.
Tell me about these logs and rocks.
She huffed.
What? No deep pits this time?
Well,
Finland said.
They fell in the pit first, and then the rocks and logs came.
And did you see where the logs and rocks came from?
The trees,
he said. She clenched her teeth and pinched his cheeks harder.
You're hurting me,
he said.
I don't care,
she said with a curse. Then she released him. He backed away.
I'm gonna knock her out one day. I told you to let me scout alone. You see that I am unscathed? Those soldiers you sent are as clumsy as they look. And they made too much of a racket in the woods.
He raised a finger up.
But I have good news.
Really?
She said.
I can't imagine what that might be.
On my own, I have discovered the nature of our threat, and I know just how to find them.
She raised a brow.
And?
Dwarfs.
Huh?
She said. She poured a goblet of wine and picked at some food still on the table.
It must be those ones we encountered before. The ones that traveled with Nath Dragon, or whatever it was. It seems they want to slow our army's movements and take us out one by one.
And they can't hurt us when we stay together,
Finland added.
Just let me scout. I can find and spring their snares,
he smiled.
Even better, I think we can catch them in the act. Snare them and take them.
What do you propose?
The dwarfs can't detect me as quick as I can find them,
Finland said.
They live in rocks, and we're bred in the woodland. No, I'll find them, lead them on a chase, and where we wind up...
He punched his fist into his hand.
The Drakus will be waiting to pounce.
Phelan twitched her lips and scratched the side of her cheek.
I suppose it'll work. How many do you need?
I need them all,
he smiled.
And I will not let a single dwarf get away.
So be it then,
she said with a wave.
But you'd better not fail me again.
Pilpin ran a stone over the blade of his axe. Most of the other dwarfs were doing the same. For the past few days, they'd been harassing the scouts and soldiers of Barnabas with pits, snares, and other traps, but they had yet failed to get their prey.
We'll get them,
he said, thumping the edge of his blade.
We'll get them both.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye,
one said, followed by another. Pilpin nodded. So far, their efforts had been successful, but the satyrs had evaded all the tricks and traps. The little goat man was faster than a jackrabbit in the forest. Had he noticed anything out of the ordinary, he could sniff them out in the breeze.
I must get that satyr and that satyr woman. Justice will be served the dwarfen way, or it won't be served at all.
Every dwarf, one and all, would die if necessary to bring to justice the enemies of their friends. Hornbucket rode up to them from deep in the woods. He sat tall in the saddle, looking like a bear with a wooden helmet on his head.
We have them,
Hornbucket said.
Devlike wants us to make our move. All of us. It's now.
The dwarfs scrambled out of the dirt and climbed into their saddles with determined looks in their eyes. Pilpin followed Hornbucket's lead into a pass at the bottom of the hill. Hornbucket signaled for them to spread out. Once they did, they came to a stop where two more dwarfs on horses waited. One was Devlike.
"He's up there,"
Hornbucket said, pointing with his missing hand. Ahead was more forest and rocky terrain. He eyed the others and then Pilpin.
"No path through the way we came except through us,"
he winked at Pilpin.
"This time, I think he's wandered too far away."
Devlike raised his arm and dropped it down. The dwarfs spurred their mounts forward at a trot. Two remained back with small crossbows ready. Pilpin could feel his blood charging through his veins. Peering ahead, he saw two small horns peeking around a large oak tree.
"Don't let them flank us again,"
Devlike said. The satyr had evaded them before. Two at a time, and sometimes three, they had gone after him on horseback, and they had come so close. But this time, all of them were ready. They maintained their trot. The satyr didn't move. Pilpin could see his brown eyes shifting from side to side.
"Run for it, you little horned fiend! Run for it!"
They closed in. 30 yards. 20 yards. The satyr bolted up the back. The dwarfs dug their heels into their mounts and charged after him.
"East 10,
one dwarf yelled.
"West 5,
said another.
"Southwest 15,
Pilpin shouted out with his eyes on the satyr. The dwarfs might not be as quick, but they were tactical. Everyone shouted a direction and a measure, cutting off the satyr's path wherever it turned. Back and forth the dwarfs shouted. The satyr dashed through all sides of the pass, only to be cut off time and time again. Desperation filled its eyes. It snarled and barked at them. They closed in and started to surround it. It turned and sped straight down the pass, away from them and its army.
"After him,"
Devlike said.
"This is just what we wanted."
Horses thundered through the pass 50 yards, then 100. Devlike led them to a stop where the pass almost dead-ended in a cliff of huge rocks.
"Well, well,"
Devlike said, looking above. The satyr hung suspended above them, upside down with its leg in a snare.
"Your days of running are over, murderer,"
Devlike said, getting off his horse. All the dwarfs did the same. Pilpin pulled the rope that held him, and the satyr landed hard on the ground. It sprung on its feet and started to run. Devlike punched it in the jaw and it fell to the ground. In seconds, the dwarfs had its arms and legs bound with a rope.
"What do you have to say for yourself, murderer?"
Finland flashed them all a grin and said,
"You didn't trap me, you bearded fools. I trapped you."
The horses nickered and bolted back down the pass. Pilpin and all the dwarfs readied their weapons, scanning the area. Hidden in the rocks, the Drakus emerged, with claws and teeth that looked like razors. Finland laughed and said,
"There won't be any dwarfin justice, but there will be more dwarfin deaths."